crops bloom, or plums bloom, and the frost will hit and kill the blossoms, and they don't have a very good crop. Never happens to the fig tree. The fig tree is the last tree to bud and bloom. It says, know ye when the fig tree leaves, know ye then that summer is nigh at hand. Because you can't ever mistake summer by watching the fig tree. It's always protected.
You have to be careful too about the winter, Leland, because once you have ash from spontaneous eruption or man-made eruption of volcanoes, you can also create winter. So there are all sorts of things that man can do to himself. Will there be a war? Oh, indeed, there will be a war. Will it be nuclear? What else could it be? Because everything that is in the world is nuclear, atomic. You are talking about the substance of life, the single cell that has a blueprint of all. The hologram, every individual cell. Now, they have gotten themselves, let us talk about them and us, the elect being us, them being your enemy. They have arranged it so that they have secure places. They are ready, willing, and able to sacrifice the entire northern hemisphere. On the other hand, it would be nice to wipe out all of the undesirables, which is going to take in all colored races. Hear me. All colored races. They're not going to be able to do it, you see, because the Mongolian race, or what you would call the yellow race, can outman them by sheer quantity. And now you are talking about ones like China who have the same technology as do the Russians and do your nation. The reason that your nation is in such bad shape is because you have been receiving the mandates and your government has been meeting the demand. The moment that stops, the game's over for you. Now, what will they do? The one world elite will first try to wipe you out with famine and wipe you out with biological warfare, deviant behavior, disease, and then finally, if you resist, a major war. If you do not resist, then you've got a longer time. Now, what would be their preference? To utilize neutron weapons, particle beam weapons, something they can pinpoint, neutron blasts that only take out populations to depopulate the globe. Leave the select ones who will be, quote, the slave laborers to fill the needs, the greed, the lust, all of those things of the elite, world rulers, and therefore they're probably going to use high altitude neutron weaponry that will take out people and leave property. But you see, when they tinker with that, they tinker and tamper with the very order of your planet's rotation. When the messengers, if you will, and if the messengers are ordered to release your globe, it's already tilting. It will flop over a good 13 degrees. And that means that all that is above water will be under water. It will be instant. God always has the last word. I want to tell you, don't you ever forget for one single solitary moment. With God, all things are not only possible, He will have the last word. God wins. That means that you ones who wish to stay in the fight and enjoy the rewards of your labors, and I mean it, there are rewards to be had. This area right here is protected. It's not foolishly just picked out of nowhere. It houses the largest communication system in your part of the universe. And that is our communication system. And nobody is going to take it out. And we have it in full protection. And that means that the elect ones here are in full protection. And the ones here know they are. And at this point, it is a little unfair to Leland because I come from the cosmos. I come from ancient Egypt. And I come with the ones who come to bring God's people home. And we're not very pretentious about it. We just work our little fannies off. We do our paper and we do writings. And we are moving toward doing projects that will get a remnant through. My mission, number one, God promised the word to go to the four corners of the world. We're doing it. If they don't take it, that's their problem. I'm not going to stuff pages or paper down anybody's throat. And then my mission uppermost is to get a remnant through. And that means that we have to introduce technology. It's already been used. You have craft that look exactly like spacecraft. Discs. They're going to bring panic on the people of the earth that you're being invaded. You're not being invaded except from the idiots on your place. Evil is bound, my friends, already on your place. Or any planet at your point of evolution that you would call physical experience. Does it have to be this way? No. Doesn't have to be according to the prophecies either. But I see no signs of ones changing. Not in massive enough numbers to change the overall scenario. That does not mean that the elect have to go through it. It does not either mean that you'll just be yanked off, because there is a major responsibility that you accepted to be here at this time. You are the volunteers. If I had time to work with Leland, I would bring back quite a few memories that he would have experienced while he sat in council for 3 weeks of your time in counting. We don't have time and space, so it's unfair. But many things are settled there. What do you volunteer to do? Because when you go back, there's no returning. Some of you were present when I said to Dharma, today, Sheila, is the last opportunity you have to change your mind and be safe. And at that moment, you think, well, there's nothing in the world could stop me from doing this. But after they shoot you, after they do everything they can to pull you down, you look back, and for everyone that comes, you see there are so many. And for everyone that is left, there are so few. Always sounds good. Oh, Father, I'm with you. Just whatever you want from me, tell me, I'll do it. Until you tell them. Well, I mean, except that. And Leland's right. And no one goes through that experience with the Master that is not blown away by it. There is no other experience like it in the universe. There is no expression or experience in the human vernacular that can even touch the hem of that garment. When that being touches you, you have been touched. And yet, in the heart place, these people will say, oh no, there's really nothing to it. I really don't mind. That's because you really don't mind. It is one vivid memory that is never even softened. It isn't like, oh, I vaguely remember that was such an interesting experience. It is like that is engraved in your brain for eternity. That brief moment of oneness with that energy. Does that mean that we don't play fair? Who said God was fair? God is just. And if you don't have that incredible glory to hold in your mind and in your being, there is no reason for your experience. Because when you come back, you come right back through that veil. And you can't remember. You can remember what your message is, but you cannot remember anything. And you look around and you start trying to do your job, and you're met with all you're trying to do is be nice to people. And they walk up and spit in your face. And you go out and you do it again. You cannot help yourself for doing it again. And then you start to study because you want all of the backup that you can muster. And where do you go? You go to what is projected to you to be the Word of God, because you know that the truth is in there. Even if man has tampered with it, it's in there somewhere. So you have to always, every verse, every word, every moment of your existence must be balanced with what you know within and that which is offered to you. We're in the home stretch, you see, where it looks like it will be too late to really turn it completely around. And yet, as always, there must be the remnant. Who is going to guide? Who is going to lead? Who is going to do what? under the kind of panic and stress it's going to be in those final days, those final moments. You're each responsible for self, and yet can you just be responsible for self when others are in pure panic and dying all around you? And you have to say, I'm sorry, I have to go on. I asked you to come with me, you refused, now I must go on because it is my mission. And as long as you are in the physical format, you will not be able to cast aside that consciousness. And yet your own responsibility to your mission will say, I've got to go on, even if I have to leave you, which is going to tell you the final important thing. You cannot do it for another. You may be able to save the physical life, you cannot save another soul. But you can make it possible that that one can. Any more than you can dump all of your burdens on the back of a man and say, well, that nice man that I murdered, My grandfather, my great-grandfather, my ancient father murdered this man, and he was a nice man. Now I'm going to, even if it is only in my mind, I'm going to smear his blood upon me. I'm going to drink a little of it. I'm going to eat his body, even though it be symbolic. Does that really sound like God to you? That he would drink your blood and eat your body? He is your father. He's your creator. He came to give you life. He came forth to give you the story of your life. That you are immortal. Your soul is immortal. You cannot die. And when does a planet bite the dust? When does a civilization get wiped out? When you go so blame far that you can create death to the energy or the soul fragment. It's unacceptable. Pure and simply, it is unacceptable. When you go so far with your technology that you can only destroy. But you see, that's what physical expression really is. That's what evil really is. That's what Satan really is. Satan cannot create. He can only destroy. He has to use that which is already created by God. Already running around in some manifested form or another. Only God can create. And you as an elect group, whatever you want to call yourselves, it is a select group. But interestingly enough, God doesn't go around pointing you out. He knows who you are, but you're going to have to find it for yourself and claim it for yourself. And that's strictly between you and God. It's nobody else's business. And ones will often take that and say, well, okay, that's okay. Between God and me, we've got it all settled. I'm going to go down there now and steal something. Not if you have it worked out with God, you won't. You see, you can't lie to yourself and God. You can lie to everybody else all around you. because you are projected into an illusion or a play. And according to the way the collective consciousness of man demands that it go, is how it will go. And man has learned to love lust, violence, bloodletting, satanic rituals. Immorality is his game. We don't go around preaching. You know what is responsible behavior. And therefore, it is between you and God. It is not for me to judge. I can judge actions, and I can point out things, and I can discern, just as you must. But truth is truth, is truth, is truth. It doesn't matter if Satan sat here and told you the truth, it's truth. Where that cute, clever being slips it in on you is he'll tell you 99.44% truth. And then he'll hit you with something very minor. Does that mean that the truth is invalid? Don't be foolish. That means you're still playing this hopscotch game. You must function in this world. You cannot get out of it. You can't go sit in front of a cave and get out of it. You're going to have to eat, at least the way you once perceive it to be now. You've got to eat, you've got to have water, you've got to do a few of these things. And if you don't do it for yourself, that means someone's got to do it for you. And that's the first error. You must have the responsibility enough to attend self. It is like your preparations. Why would you expect your neighbor to do it for you? Well, you will say, I really don't, because I really don't know how I feel about this, and I don't even know how I feel about God, and I certainly don't know how I feel about Leland Freeborn, and I don't want a nuclear war, therefore it's off. I won't prepare it, it won't happen. BS, it won't. It'll happen. Because the minute you say that it won't happen, and I'm not going to do anything to give it energy, it's got it. It's already got the energy, and the adversary has you. And you will feel so guilty that you won't just go out there and be yourself. Oh no, that's not the way it works. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to bash all these people who tell you that because I'm so much smarter. And my God wouldn't do that. My God is a nice, smiling God. And yours is just doom, gloom, fear, and misery. Come on over with my God. We'll go out and have an orgy bash on Friday night. That's the way to go, man. Well, it sure is. And you're welcome to do that. But after you just bash these in the teeth, do you think they're going to be real friendly with their swords out of plowshares when you come to jump in their hole? You can't stand against the mob with a nuclear bomb or an Uzi machine gun with a plowshare. So you use your brain. And as far as changing the overall, only truth will do it. And the pen is mightier than the sword. And I would say to Leland this moment that he has a forum. We will be happy to put into the contact the paper, whatever he's willing to share, which with Leland is everything he is, or his perceptions 100% with God. That's none of your business. He's got it worked out with God. What makes you bitter? All we can do is try to bring truth to as many people as will hear. And yes, you prepare for as many as you can. But you have to release it. You can choke that horse too. And you can turn your children and your loved ones and your friends away from you because I just don't want to hear you anymore. I'll tell you, they will be back. There are no atheists in foxholes with bombs bursting in air above your head. You better just be praying that that light shield will hold. And I will go one step further because of Leland. He will know what we're talking about really with Gambriana. God has sent the cellular DNA structure of man. And you can reclaim the cellular structure of yourself. And as you do so, the frequency of the body itself is speeded up so that at point of necessity or desirability, the frequency of the human physical can be refined enough that literally it can disperse into a light beam if necessary. In the meanwhile, as the body is perfecting itself, these little Gambriana particles feed off of mutant cells and viruses and other invaders into the body. That's something else God promised. So it becomes a physics lesson also. God would not leave you in a mysticism world of trying to get somewhere somehow in a cloud, fluffy duffy, poof poof. Any creator as orderly as the one that created you will give you instructions and the ability to recreate yourself, to make it through this. How many will make it? What difference does it make? They're going to learn their lessons before they ever get back home to the oneness. And you wouldn't give up this opportunity for anything on this earth. You are among the elect just to be experiencing this at this time on this earth. God sends his messengers, he sends his prophets so that you know. It is not their problem to discern for you. There is safety in God. Hold on to him. You don't need to worry about Leland, Hatton, Dharma, EJ. You don't even have to worry about Father Cleary. Just make it right with God. And you don't have to worry about that atomic bomb either. But before you stop worrying about it, you get a hold. Because when it all comes down, this place here is going to be an island. and you're going to have to be self-sufficient. And how well you do is how much time you have. Now, I'm through. Leland, what would you like to add?
You got 15 seconds.
That's about it. Well, I was muddled when I couldn't remember about Gideon, where it was. It's Gideon, the 8th chapter, the 30th verse. The Gideon Bible you've seen in motel rooms and stuff. And Gideon had 70 sons of his body begotten, for he had many wives.
The other thing, I would like everyone to have a couple of these flyers. One that you can keep, and one that God bless you to give some to somebody else, because they'll tell you, if you get anything and you just retain it yourself, you're not going to make it. You've got to give forth and share your knowledge and try to be a blessing in others' lives, or you're going to get cut off. So I'm going to give you two of them so that you can pass one on to somebody else. If you've got friends, well, you can Xerox it, and nothing I've got here is copyright. You're welcome to use it, and like you said, you'll publish it. Great. God bless you. Boy, I'm trying to save lives doing the